There aren't many El Paso businesses that are primarily run by a group of about a dozen people under 18 years of age when it comes to creative aspects. But that is the case with the El Paso Explorium. And with me is Executive Director of the Explorium, Aldo Leyva, along with a member of the Explorers Board, 11-year-old Riley Tabbitt. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This facility is endlessly exciting to me. There's always something cool going on. The Explorium is at 300 West San Antonio Avenue. And what's happening on Saturday, September the 20th at 10 a.m., Riley?
The exhibit that I've been designing for a year now is opening.
And what would that exhibit be named?
It's called Shuttle to the Stars.
Shuttle to the Stars. And how did this exhibit happen? What inspired it?
It started as a project for school, the Humanitarian Award, where you or your partner or up to three people do a project to help your community or yourself. Just when we started that, I learned I was accepted to the Explorium Board, and so then that's when I just decided to combine the two. And originally, I wanted it to be something with a car, like you could climb in and press down the motor and see how everything ran.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that that might be a bit dangerous. And in science class, around that time, I walked in and our teacher told us that we were starting to study space. And so I figured, why not combine all three of these together? And then I got thinking and eventually thought of the shuttle.
Do you remember the first time that you were excited about the idea of a space shuttle?
Not really. There's just every time I go to work on it, it's just really exciting.
Wow. What a great source of inspiration. Aldo, tell me about the first time you met Riley.
Well, it was along with all the other kids. All of them were really excited. He was really excited. It was actually a new experience since it was the first time that we had a junior advisory board mm-hmm. at the Explorium. So it was, everything was a new project, and him coming with all these ideas and trying to build an exhibit, it inspired us to actually do more and get more information out of the kids since they're so creative mm-hmm. and they're kids. So the whole museum is for them.
Well, essentially, it is a children's museum, but it's such a tremendous emphasis on the science and creative aspects, but on the input of the youth. How long has this junior advisory board been such a critical part of the museum activities?
When we opened El Paso Explorium as a children's museum, which was last year in January, that's when we started the junior advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of towards the middle of the year when we started making all the changes and taking into consideration every single suggestion for all the exhibits that we try to bring or build. Mm-hmm. We take their input really seriously.
Obviously, yes. you made it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, they come up with brilliant ideas, suggestions, and they help the museum to be a better place for them.
Well, it's obviously building that kind of critical connection with a community where you're reaching the kind of people you want to inspire to get down there. Here we have, you're in sixth grade, MacArthur Middle School. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you knew you had this project. There's always the financial aspect. So tell me where the money came from to make all this happen.
Well, we got a bunch of grants. We got most of it from Western Refining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another one from the Fort Bliss Officer Civilian Spouses Association,
mm-hmm.
which my mom was in.
Mm-hmm. And well, your father is a lieutenant colonel on Fort Bliss, there is a good, strong military connection. And then apparently the Explorium also and friends and family kicked in a little more. Okay, so you made the money happen, which is nice. Now, tell me exactly what I'm going to experience when I go down to the Explorium and see Shuttle to the Stars. What will people do?
You see the side of it, and then you climb in, and there are two seats lean back at a 30-degree angle. And in front of you, in between the two people in it, is a small panel of 8 buttons. And then you look up, and there's a window over your head. And when you look out of that, there's a solar system, a model of the solar system. And then you press a button on the small panel, and each button is linked with its own planet. So when you press that, the planet and its orbit lights up. And also in front of you, there's a TV screen, and you watch it, and it's like watching cameras from outside watching your shuttle take off, because right when you get in, the chair starts shaking and it makes a bunch of noise, and then it goes to just white noise to make it sound like you're actually in space. And on the TV, it's the shuttle taking off. So you play around with the buttons for a while, and then after that, whenever you want to get out, you just crawl right out and go to the next exhibit.
Now, something tells me this is not like a cardboard box with, like, styrofoam balls for planets. I mean, no. What's the galaxy made out of? What are the
planets?
Planets.
They're plastic, and the company we ordered them from got pictures of the actual planets themselves and printed it and stuck it around the plastic and rolled it so that it was smooth and everything so it actually looked like the planet itself.
This is outrageously cool. Are you terribly proud of yourself?
Yes, I am.
As well you should be. I just think everybody's going to have an absolute blast, pun intended, visiting Shuttle to the Stars. And your chance to do that is on Saturday, September 20th. That's a couple of weeks out yet. At 10 a.m. will be the unveiling of Shuttle to the Stars, created by our guest, 11-year-old Riley Tabbitt. He is on the Junior Advisory Board, a.k.a. the Explorers, for the El Paso Explorium, which is located at 300 West San Antonio Avenue. You can call them at 533-4330 or visit elpasoexplorium.org. They have a great website, plus free parking, everything you need to go down and have a great time. I thank my guests today, Riley Tabbitt and Executive Director of El Paso Explorium, Aldo Leva. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.